8:25 is the time on WSGW, your morning team time. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. And just some regular music that we always have on WSGW's morning team show.
Yeah.
In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And out of studio, of course.
Listening to one of his favorite songs.
I'm sure. He's probably singing along.
Yeah.
Art Lewis, good morning to you.
I thought you said regular music.
Oh, yeah. I think Judas Priest is at the top of all of our playlists.
I haven't heard this one in a while.
Right.
Nice one, though. Nice one.
Well, you know, you go with the standby, you know. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic. You got another thing coming.
And I'll give you that.
Well, if you don't listen, you can always read.
Oh.
Judas Priest singer Rob Halford is going to come out with a book later this year. And he's calling it An Encyclopedia and Manifesto Touching Every Element of Rock and Roll, the World and Lifestyle. It's called Biblical Heavy Metal Scriptures.
Like a massive undertaking.
Well, you know, when your name is Judas Priest, I suppose. Helford says it's going to be a mix of serious and funny reflections on such topics as tattoos, tours, guitar riffs, and devil horns.
Of course.
That's Judas
Priest.
Right. So when's the book come out?
Well, of course, because these guys are good businessmen.
Yes.
November 1st.
Of course.
Just in time.
For your Christmas stocking.
I miss this. Do we talk about this? Where in 2020, apparently he released his autobiography called Confess. So
I don't recall.
He's already an accomplished author.
Yes,
so.
Right. Yeah, I forgot. I don't remember.
Well, not a number one bestsellers list, obviously.
Well, if it was, I'd forgotten about it. Biblical heavy metal scriptures. I like that. So November 1st, put it into your memory banks. I'm sure we'll have a chance to remind you at some point. 8:27 is the time on WSW. Gives me a chance to mention this real quick too. Could play some Rolling Stones music, I suppose.
No, come on.
Well, in relation to... What do you got, some Against the Stones? In relation to a story we talked about earlier this morning, thanks to listener Jeff from Bay City, who sent me an email. This has to do... And the Stones, Jeff says, how'd you guys miss when you talked about the world record guy with the tongue?
I was thinking this. It's funny he says this. Okay.
This guy in Battle Creek now owns a new Guinness World Record for largest tongue circumference, and we're like, you know, okay, what do you do with that?
Right.
His suggestion is he's now the live Rolling Stones logo.
Yeah, right.
he can go on tour and just stand on stage.
I would think he'd be more apt to represent Kiss.
Well, they could do that too. The Gene Simmons.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
This is a thick tongue, not a long tongue.
True. Yeah. Well, it's a tongue. Regardless, they both have their notoriety for tongues.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's.
He could have a career in stamp licking.
Might have a career doing something, but Jeff from Bay City, we appreciate the suggestion.